Hello?
Miss, hello, Miss. Thank you
Yes.
so much
Hello?
for waiting. Oh, no. Can you hear me, Miss Carolyn?
Now I can, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much for holding for me. I'm still waiting on a response, but in the meantime, I noticed that the account is not set up for paperless billing. That is also a requirement, together with the auto pay for the discount. Did you receive the email from R-Stop-Fiverr to register for you on your online account?
I'm looking at that now, and that's why I was calling, because I want to do everything at once.
Okay.
But
Okay. So,
yeah, I don't know if I have a username and password now. I don't know what is that the same as what I used to sign in to get on the account?
So when you signed up, username it for the online account with R-Stop-Fiverr is the email that we have on file,
Yeah, so the
which
email
is
is
the one that you
the
confirm.
username. Okay.
And then the password, let me see if the let me look at the email because the email should have a link which as you click
Yeah, I got on
and then it
that,
gives you steps.
and it said username and password.
Okay, so it let me see if there's no let me open the email opened view. Okay, it doesn't have okay, so it doesn't look like it has a password, so it's supposed to have a temporary password, but I can walk you through it and
Okay.
so you can get in. What is your username? Put the email address that we have on file.
Correct.
You can do forgot password. See if it lets you re-enter a new password.
Should I put forgot password? Do that part or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, forgot password.
All right, so then I'm going to go to email address. Okay. Reset password. Don't see anything yet, but let me see if I can get into my email different way. Oh, here it is, I think.
Okay,
Let
perfect.
me see. Okay, got that. Set up a new password here. Shoot, now that's the login. I don't know why that did that.
It's
Okay.
okay.
Now the new password. Not sure if that's long enough. Let's see if it works. usually they tell you before that. One, two, three,
four. Yes.
Okay, let's see if that worked. Okay. Now what do I do next?
All right. Did it let you in the
Not
account?
Yet. Log in? No.
Mm-hmm.
That's not it. I guess it's in.
Did you change the password successfully?
Yeah, it says it was, but it says use two-factor authorization, and I had no on that. It says edit, which I could click on, but there's nothing else except log out. Now, how do I get into the account? That's just the security information.
Yes. So press edit to see what they ask you to do. Because if you didn't set up any security measures, it shouldn't have any.
I don't know. It says password, new password, confirm password again. I don't know what my old password was. I can do new and confirm. But I already did this part.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so since you're already registered for the account, if you want to go in through the online account through the website.
Let me try that then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you go to rstafffiber.com,
okay,
you can press the login. Mm-hmm.
Sign in. Come on. Okay, now username. Okay. So now it says make a payment or view invoice. So I'm just going to do the auto pay through this. I have a feeling that they're not going to want it to do
mm-hmm.
go through my bank. If my husband doesn't like that, I'll try to change it. But so now what do? Make a payment?
Okay.
And that'll help me set up auto pay?
So if you're on the dashboard, let me see. You can make a payment, auto pay. Do you are you using your cell phone?
Yeah,
because it might be different
phone.
If you use. Did you see where it just say auto pay setting?
Okay.
Okay. And then through there you can set up auto pay.
Okay. Do here. Okay, clicked that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do the electronic check means out of your account, correct? Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Correct, that is out of your checking or savings account.
To enter your account information.
Mm-hmm.
I have to find my routing number. Let me just get in my account.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got that. Let's see if they list it here. They changed the account. They did a new update, and now I don't know where they put that. Where?
Oh, you know, they're always updating
I'm
the website.
Trying to find out. I'm sorry it's taken long.
Oh, no worries, you're
Usually it was
fine.
right on the top page of our account.
No, it's, yeah, don't worry, take your time.
Maybe actually if I get out of this and go to the page. Oh, maybe it's on. Oh, here it is. Okay. All right, so the routing number. Oops. Okay. Okay, that's good. All right, they have spaces that say name, but it doesn't let me click anything. Is that already, because it's in my account, is that okay? Then it has my bank.
If it's not letting you.
It just says name, but I can't input anything. Can you?
That's okay, because you're doing it on your account, so your name should populate.
Not letting me continue here, so I don't know what else I have to do. I could close it, but I don't know if that. No, that's not what I want to do.
Okay,
I want to continue, but it's not letting me do that. I don't know what other information I have to put in there. Maybe because it's on the. Here, let me. Let me see if I do it a different way, if it lets me do that. Okay, now it's letting me put the name on there. Maybe that's what it needs.
Okay.
Oh, I wanted to add the savings. Okay. Okay, I think that's good now.
All right. So that is, let me see. The auto pay should be set up. There is the bill that's there says that is due on November 30th. I believe the auto
pay
will kick in
now,
for next
then.
Month. So you can make, yes, you can make that payment. Either way, if the auto pay would to kick in the first month, it would have nothing to. It would be a zero balance, so there was nothing to take out.
Do I need to use a credit card to pay this now? How does that work?
You can pay it whatever you can use any method you would like. You can use your credit card, or you can use
so I can do it on
the account that you did for AutoPay?
No, I could probably.
You can do it on
myself.
There if you need
then,
help. If you would like me to help you make the payment, I can
just
also
check because it said something about paperless,
okay.
And I have to do that too. So I have to click paperless, go paperless. Okay, you sure want to stop receiving paper invoice? I never received a paper invoice yet.
Oh. Your address, we have the 66 Stephen Drive, Socrates, New York, 12477.
No.
That
no.
is, you don't have any P.O. box that your mail usually goes to. Okay, because that happened, I had a customer yesterday that we had a return to send invoice because she doesn't receive mail at her house.
Fine. I just hadn't gotten anything in the mail yet from them. But I just set it up on Thursday.
Okay,
of last week, so.
Okay.
Still getting.
So
right,
it's
so
probably, probably the mail still on the way.
The auto pay. So now I just have to go back in and pay for this month, right? I just have to go back into the.
I'm sorry, but what's the question? You were cutting off a little bit.
All right. Do you have my account number? Because I can't find it.
Yes.
On this message. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The account number for your account with us?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. One moment, please. Let me find that information for you. Okay, so the subscriber number is, let me know when you're ready. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I have 8824 000 2775. Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't it let me get back to a different spot here? It just shows my account and the invoice delivery. And this this is the Kingston location, right? So it's 12401, the zip code? Or is that not the payment place?
Yes, this is a...
Oh.
Oh, the payment place is a different address. Is the one in your invoice? It is. Let me look for that right now. We have is it PO Box 24222, and that is in New York, New York. Zip code 10087.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I think we're all set now.
You're welcome.
I don't think so. I think
is
there
anything
we're good.
Else?
Thank you. All right. You too, bye.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for calling our Sapphire. But you have